Blog Talk Radio.
As you just had the inauguration in Tallahassee of the governor a couple of days ago, he is now back in office, doing what he's been doing for the last 4 years. So we got some interesting challenges, new laws that be taking place, and we also are going to unveil in January on the 25th here. Working on bringing Reverend Sharpton to Tallahassee again. He's going to be in Tallahassee for the 25th. He's going to preach at Bethel Missionary Baptist Church. We're also going to have a reception. And we're also going to see a movie called Loudmouth in Tallahassee. So, there are some people in Punchtown and surrounding areas. You heard it here first on the Andrew Butler Show. But Reverend Al Sharpton will be in Tallahassee on January the 25th. Look forward to seeing Sister Butler and all her followers there, opportunity to interview, talk to him, as well as an opportunity to, see where his mindset is and get a chance to see what's going on with the nation and what's happening in politics as well.
I love that. I love the interview. Okay, now repeat what you were saying about what you are doing in South Florida.
Oh, currently I am working to help with the rebuild process. Getting the federal money on the street so that you can get your house rebuilt, the roads, the bridges, the highways, the beaches, get them back on track so that people can go to them. It's a lot of recovery, the debris, the trash, the garbage, that things that are blown away, getting that picked up and taken to landfills so that people can get back to some normalcy in their state of life with the storm that happened, Hurricane Ian, and Central Florida.
All right. Okay, sounds good. And also the grants. How fast are the grants going? And where are these people living at?
Well, FEMA's in the process of doing trailers, but most of them, they got vouchers in hotels. The hotels are full mostly. Or they left and went to go live with a relative or someone else, or a friend took them in. But that's where they're living. Most of them are in hotels. FEMA's giving them, like 920-day vouchers to stay in a hotel. The insurance companies are also giving them resources if they had insurance to stay in a hotel or find alternate living arrangements until, permanent housing can be restored. They're in the process, I just saw in the news, of getting trailers put into Lee County so that people have somewhere to stay.
Okay, so is FEMA there?
Yes, FEMA is here. They're working to help restore, from Joe Biden's perspective, a safe place, safe environment for people to live.
Okay. That's good. That's great.
It is.
So after this hurricane, how many people were killed during this hurricane?
How many what now?
How many people were killed during this hurricane?
I think there are somewhere around 100 people that lost their life due to either flood, some act of caught in a car or kicking out of the house. All the things that happen that are common during a storm. Flooding is major. People lost lives. Couldn't get out of the way of disasters. Decided not to leave and stayed in their house or their residence. I think the last total was somewhere around 100 that have passed during this hurricane event.
That's a lot of people.
It is. It is.
It's a whole lot of people. So what else is the state of Florida doing, the governor? What has he did, Governor DeSantis?
Well, he had taken some of the American Disabilities Act money and some of the money that Joe Biden had done, and he had put, I believe it was $20 million in a pot to be able to assist those with recovering, using that money to help them to rebuild their homes, you know, when there was shortfall of insurance claims and proceeds. And he also assisted in building some of the bridges on a couple of the islands, getting those redone. It's American Rescue Fund. I was trying to remember the name of the money. Utilized some of those dollars that the federal government had put to assist you and I, but he decided to utilize some of that money to assist some of the affluent communities and to make them apply for a grant to kind of help them, even though they may or may not need it. I don't know. But, you know, it's kind of a little difficult when you see affluent people, you know, looking for grant money. And if you're affluent, you should need it. It should go to the needy, not the greedy. So those are some of the things that are happening with resources that Governor DeSantis put out. In addition to that, there are a lot of resources that are put out by American Red Cross, Salvation Army, and other volunteer organizations that are helping to help people who are short, who don't have the resources, shortfall, to help them recover, to get them somewhere to stay, find them an alternate place to live, supplemental housing, hotels, grooming houses, whatever it takes to help them get some normalcy in their life, to be able to assist them to be able to recover from this storm or this disaster.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds like he's doing a lot of work down there. Are you still there or are you in Tallahassee?
No, I am in Fort Myers, Lee County. I've been down here for a little over 13 weeks. We'll be down here for a while. There's a lot of work. A lot of things that still need to be accomplished. A lot of people still need help. A long road to recovery in order to get some normalcy back into your lives. It's just a lot of work and a lot of things need to happen.
Have you ever talked to Governor DeSantis?
Not personally. I have not spoken to him directly. No. I've dealt with some of his aides and some of the people that have come down to ask what can they do. And the biggest thing they can do is put resources on the street for those who need them to be able to help them to recover from the disaster. And that's what I tell all of his staffers. You need to put money on the street to help them.
Have they? Or is it just $20 million?
They say it's in process, but you know, with state government, things move at its own pace, and, you know, you may or may not see it, but then again, you know, if there's an expedient, affluent community, that will happen quickly than people like you and I who are just the common people. So it needs to make its way down to the common people and the common good for all of those who need help. So it's a process.
Okay, I understand that. It's going to the affluent.
Most of them I did initially. So, you know, we're down here doing mission assignments, making sure that the resources and the money is afloat in all directions. So we pretty much got a handle on trying to help that happen and to make that happen and to make sure that this, not the affluent, but the ones who really need it, are recipients of funds and resources as well.
That's good news.
What was your question?
How is the cleanup going?
Oh, there are over 5 million tons of trash that they've gotten. There's probably another 10 million more to go. So I'd say they're probably a third of the way there. A lot of new landfills that they opened up to be able to put the stuff in, the debris. At the same time, there's a lot of boats still out here on private property and streets and on the side of the road that still need to be picked up that they need to do something about, because we have million-dollar lots just sitting on the side of the road, and nobody's touching them because it's private property. Unless it's in the way of a highway or something, they're not, you know, really bothering them. But that really needs to be looked at. It needs to be looked at really, really closely.
How many pounds did you say that was?
A little over 5 million tons of trash, and probably got two times as much more to still come.
Okay.
That's a lot of trash.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It is.
It must look like kind of like a disaster area.
Yeah, you have not only trees and root shrubs, you have houses, you have white goods, which are microwaves, refrigerators, dishwashers, you know, washers, dryers, things like that, appliances that were destroyed, even cars that were destroyed. And, you know, you have a whole lot of stuff that, you know, that's considered trash, lack of a better word.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a lot of work.
It is. It is. It's a tremendous lot of work.
Are the hospitals still full?
The who?
Are the hospitals still full?
No, actually, believe it or not, they've kind of leveled themselves out. They're not as bad as they were when I first came. But there's some room, you know, in the hospitals. A lot of people just suffered, you know, immediate trauma. So they've gotten themselves together to get out of the hospital. So it's room in the hospital.
Okay. I was just wondering. So I get to interview Reverend Al Sharpton.
Well, I'm going to say this. You arrived in Tallahassee early enough. We're going to get him off the plane and see what we can do to get you in front of him. And his field associate, the National Field Director, Reverend Dr. Dennis Toombs, will be here as well. So both of those from Nationalized Network will be here on the 25th. And what we look forward to is being able to talk to them, be able to do what we need to do as far as being able to get the word out on what's going on in the state of America from what's happening in River Sharp tonight.
All right. I know you've got some intelligent wisdom to give. Intelligent wisdom to give to people.
Well, I'm sure he's going to have some good information as well as what we're dealing with as far as politics in the state of Florida as well. So I made the first announcement here on your show. Let people around the country know that Reverend Al Sharpton will be in Tallahassee at Delta Missionary Baptist Church. January the 25th, you can give an opportunity to hear him preach at noon at that Bethel Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay, he's going to preach too. That sounds great. Is it going to be televised?
Huh?
Is it going to be televised?
I don't know yet, but we'll find out shortly.
I was just wondering if his sermons were going to be televised. I know it will probably be packed there.
It may be live streaming, so we'll find out.
Yeah, it's probably going to be packed at your church.
It's probably what now?
It's probably going to be packed at your church.
Well, yeah, we hope so. So we're looking forward to it and looking for a great event.
Okay, that sounds good. I look forward to being there.
All right, thank you. I look forward to seeing you too, Miss Butler.
25th of June.
January. This month.
I will be there.
It's on a Wednesday, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you
thank
for getting, you. Getting the interview from me. I've been trying for 5 years.
Well, I will make sure that we do what we can to get you in front of him, okay?
Okay, thank you, and I will
be there. All right, God bless you. We'll talk soon.
All right, have a good night.
All right, have a good evening.